You're listening to Goons, Games, and Gear, the sexiest gaming podcast in the world.
Emergency episode. That's right, with more... not really emergencies if we keep doing these, but it's emergency in our house. That's what matters. I'm your host, Derek, also known as the beautiful goon slash the head goon. I haven't figured that one out yet. And G-Phone's... Wait, I got it. 71195?
Perfect.
Oh, cool, I got it. Yeah, so why are we here for this episode? It's because Disney is investing 1.5 billion V-Bucks, I mean dollars, into Epic Games, which I don't know if that makes them a minority stakeholder, but that definitely, that's pretty sizable.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, it's a, that's a lot of V-Bucks. You know how many John Cena skins I could get with that many V-Bucks?
All of them. Is he in the Fortnite shop right now?
He was. Yeah, you missed it. Yeah, dude, you could have done that hand thing and you went invisible.
Can't see me.
Right. And that meme never dies. I swear, once a week on Instagram. Oh, wait. You know what? No, that is John Cena. I'll see like it'll say like, I can't believe you're in a picture with nobody. It's like John Cena, like it's supposed to be invisible.
Oh,
like,
yeah. funny.
Right. Here's a quote. The media giant will work with Fortnite Studio to create new games and entertainment universe. And entertainment universe, where consumers can, quote, play, watch, shop, and engage with content, characters, and stories from Disney, Pixar, Marvel, Star Wars, Avatar, and more. I always forget Disney owns Avatar. Our exciting new relationship with Epic Games will bring together Disney's beloved brands and franchises with the hugely popular Fortnite and traditional new games and entertainment universe, said Iger. Derek, you're a much more bigger Disney fan. What do you think?
I feel like they already have a pretty good deal with them, right? Like, we got all the Marvel stuff. They did Star Wars forever. I mean, the only thing left is to give Mickey a Glock and let him go wild in this game. So, like, that's really all we're missing at this point.
Yeah, right? Star Wars is under Marvel. No, it's not. Is it?
Star Wars is under Disney.
Okay.
There's, like, Disney, Pixar, the Muppets, but they're weird. And then Marvel and Star Wars is all Disney.
Huh. So, this ultimately means we can get, like, the ultimate movie with Disney characters, with PlayStation characters, Halo characters, like the ultimate crossover.
This was like the last piece of the ultimate crossover game that Fortnite needed.
Right.
I mean, I guess other than like Nintendo, that's like the forbidden piece they'll never get. So,
yeah, just...
but it's huge. I mean, and then, you know, think about it, like Epic Games, like not just Fortnite, obviously, but like they own Unreal Engine. So they're getting crazy revenue from that all the time. So like that's a big thing that Disney will get. It's a smart business move to invest in them. So
I don't know if it'll be next season, but I think the next three Fortnite seasons, it's going to be like a Disney season. Like just full on like Disney exclusive skins, like Mickey Mouse, right? Mickey Mouse had to come over. Trying to think of other
Disney. Wait, so they released a trailer.
Oh yeah, they showed the trailer.
So they show Cars, which is amazing.
Oh, I didn't think about that. Huh.
They show Elsa. They show this like multi-island thing. It looks like all the Marvel and like Star Wars skins will come back at some point.
Oh, they always come back. They're in rotation.
Indiana Jones is going to come back again, it looks like. Avatar, they're adding skins for, which whoop-de-doo, I guess.
Yeah! Woo! Frozen?
It looks cool, yeah. Interesting. Huh. I want to see Olaf with a gun. That'd be funny.
Dude, I think we both know he'd be backbling. I think that's like only, right? You know, that's all they can do.
Yeah, that's the only acceptable thing. I wonder if they're going to do the Disney stuff for... Have you played the Lego stuff, right? Does the Star Wars skins carry over? Do you know?
Not off the top of my head.
I'm hoping they like integrate that because like they have Lego Star Wars and stuff. Like they have Lego models for all these things, so they could easily do it.
No, yeah, it says new Lego Star Wars skins arrive in Fortnite. So I'm not sure if it's all of them, but they have like the Stormtroopers, Darth Maul, I think that is,
Kylo Ren.
I'm not sure if it's all of them, but like it does look like maybe they're doing it in like batches because they couldn't get everyone.
Oh, maybe. There's a tweet by Clay Pot. underscore clay pot that says like Disney invests in Epic Games despite pulling out of gaming entirely. It's because Fortnite managed to do what they couldn't with Disney Infinity, which makes a lot of sense. Yeah. Disney Infinity was supposed to be like a big like Disney crossover thing with everything, but they like
What happened with that? Did it die?
All those like Toys to Life games died. Yeah, that
That was the Toys to Life game, right?
Skylanders, Amiibo is like the only thing that's still standing from that, like.
Is it because Nintendo refuses to make more?
No, like, we get Sora. I just got an email that the Sora amiibo is coming out soon.
You didn't buy it, did you?
No, because you said you did.
Yeah, it's so, like, don't you screw me, okay? Don't. That's supposed to be a gift. I'm really curious on how much stake now Disney has in Epic. Only because like that's a lot of money, and also just play, watch, shop, and engage with content creator from Disney. So like, are they also gonna do like videos on Fortnite? Like Disney, Disney Plus is like apparently just terrible in terms of returning subscribers and like paying out content. But could you imagine if in Fortnite you could go to like a Disney channel and just watch Disney, you know, Disney movies, stuff like that,
right? Yeah, I mean, kids would hang out, and it's Disney, right? So it's for kids, it's perfect. Kids would go on and just like hang out and watch Disney movies there for hours and hours.
This is like Epic's got so much going on. I'm kind of surprised there isn't like a is it antitrust? Does anyone not think that these are too big to fail at this point? Like now they're getting just Disney involved. They have Harmonix doing music. They have Legos. You know, it's like you think the FTC would be on top of this, but
I don't know. It's weird, right? Yeah, it's like Epic and even Disney themselves. Like when they bought Marvel and Star Wars, people were like, "What? Like what's left? Like what is Disney not gonna own at that point?" And it's literally like DreamWorks Animations and Illumination at that point.
Says Disney was one of the first companies to believe in the potential of bringing their worlds together with ours in Fortnite, and they use Unreal Engine across their portfolio, says Tim Sweeney. Now we're collaborating on something entirely new to build a persistent, open, and interoperable, I can't say that word, ecosystem that will bring together the Disney and Fortnite communities. So, like, I'm going to have to take a stab in the dark, and we're going to get a new open world mode that's, like, Disney, you know? Right. Also, what's it called? Not Final Fantasy. What's that? Kingdom Hearts. That's Disney, right?
That's Disney. So, I mean, Sora could come to the.
Would you get that? Would you get Sora?
Oh, I would buy that. Yeah, I'd come back.
Sora with an LMG. Die, Heartless, die!
My friends in this Glock are my power.
Yeah, and his Keyblade would be the pickaxe. That's actually kind of perfect.
I'm hyped for that. Get on that, Epic Games.
Yeah, really. I mean, it's not like they're working on 4, but God knows how long that's going to take.
When did Fortnite's Battle Royale like pop off, really?
I think the dark years was early 1990s, but Fortnite start. Wait, are we talking like Fortnite? Okay, 2017. Oh, it feels like
2017
is really
when it. Wow. Okay. I thought it was longer. So that's when like Fortnite really popped off, right? And like was with the Battle Royale, and it really saved the game.
That was at September 26th. And July 21st was released.
So the first collaboration they did with Disney was the year after, was in 2018, was with the Avengers skins, like the first line of them. Which was Chapter 1, Season 8, it looks like. So it was like still that, like. Oh, no. It just says 2018. I don't know what season that was. Oh. But yeah, I mean, so they're their longest running
partner
crossover is Marvel. Well, they had like a whole season at the time about Marvel, right? And then it was like, oh, Star Wars came like a season or two after that. So like, yeah, I mean, it makes sense. They already were partnered with Disney for a long time.
Do you think DC is just crying?
Like, they did like Batman and stuff, right?
Yeah, but I mean, no one's giving them $1.5 billion.
No one's giving them any money. They're like dying at
They're the, like, Suicide the Squad, anyone? Anyone?
Dude.
Please?
I like went to GameStop today and I was talking to the guy there. And he said there was this cool scene in Suicide Squad game. And it is off topic. But you're playing as like some random goon and you're going through Arkham Asylum. And it's like Batman's hunting you while you're going through it. And I was like, see, like, that sounds cool. But then I like watched gameplay of it last week when it came out. And I was like, this game just looks awful.
I don't know if awful is the word, but it doesn't look like it has a lot of replayability. And I would play it if it was on Game Pass or just on a heavy sale, like 20, 20.
Yeah, $20, I think, will be when I buy that. Although
I saw a really funny scene where, I guess they hunt down the Flash and Captain Boomerang goes like piss on his corpse. And what's his name? Deadshot's like, dude, don't disrespect. And you hear Boomerang unzip his pants. So while Deadshot's talking, like, you can't just, oh my God.
Interesting.
And then Harley salutes, like, you go soldier. Like he's got some like massive wanga. I thought that was funny. I don't know. I think the comedy's there, but again, the leaks and everything else, and the if it's a live service game, I don't. If it purely live service, mind you, not there's no offline mode for it. I do not want to pay full price. That just seems like stupid.
Yeah.
Would you pay full price? I mean, I don't know of another live service game you'd pay full price.
No, because the game will shut off the servers one day, and that will be for nothing. So
right, exactly. So, you know, and
those games need to either be free to play with this battle pass system or like at most $40.
Right.
So
what if I told you they're coming out with a physical Fortnite disc?
I had that disc.
A disc? Oh, I was there totally was joking.
When Fortnite first came out, I like pre-ordered it and everything.
Really?
I think I resold it to somebody for like $80. Damn, and I'm stupid because now it goes for like $600.
Really?
Or something ridiculous. Yeah.
The Save the World?
Yeah, just the disc. It's just like a collector's item for kids. Like, they'll look back on it like we look back on like Mario Sunshine and stuff and be like, oh, that was like my childhood or whatever.
Yeah, but I'm not paying $600 to look at my childhood.
Oh, no. Don't need to, because you just play Fortnite Battle Royale, so it's like it's free anyway. And that game, I feel like, will live the test of time, so.
Right.
Anyway, back to Fortnite. Like, Marvel, or Disney themselves, is just, like, their biggest like, I'm looking through all their crossovers, like, over time, and it's literally, like, it's Marvel, then it's, like, a couple of stupid ones, then it's Marvel again, then it's, like, a couple stupid ones, then it's Star Wars, and it just, like, goes on and on like that. So yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's definitely smart of them.
I feel like every month or something new Disney related or really Marvel related.
Right. And they know like those sell really well. And like the anime skins sell really well, I assume, because they keep doing like Dragon Ball and Naruto and stuff. So.
Oh, you know,
definitely a smart business move, at least.
So you think it's smart from Disney to put put this much money into Epic?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. It's a good investment just to like get them a little more money. Apparently, a rumored crossover coming up is Devil May Cry.
Derek, don't.
It's a Devil May Cry Avatar, which was just confirmed today. Doctor Who and then Ninjago for the Legos.
So that one's not surprising. That one's actually pretty
right.
But
that list is pretty.
Devil May Cry, that would be sweet. Oh, him and Virgil, that'd be perfect. I mean, like, honestly, at this point, it's almost like I'm just never surprised at what they're gonna cross over with. I told you that the creator of Isaac got in contact with Fortnite, and they said they've been in talks. That's like all he's gonna say about it for a Binding of Isaac crossover.
Yeah,
I assume it's back bling. I don't know how you can make any humanoid. Other than making it look disgusting.
Right. I kind of hope they make like a creative map of something Isaac. Like maybe they could like figure out a way to like play it in the game.
Right. That'd be cool. But
yeah.
You know, honestly, now that they did this merger, I think every battle pass, probably starting the next one, is going to have some Disney skin. Right.
Right. Like we haven't seen Disney. Like always going to be Disney something in the store.
We haven't seen Disney the last 2 months. I don't know about always in the store, only because they might like someone might sue or something for like proprietary for like only focusing on, you know, Disney. I don't know.
Right.
Or maybe I'm just being stupid, but I think like because before everyone was like, huh, they must have lost a lot of money because there's no more like Disney or Marvel in the battle pass. The last like seven were like, you know, you get some, you know, like Spider-Man or, you know, some other Marvel skin.
Right.
Now it's like they don't need to pay it out. Now they're just with Disney. They probably, you know, they probably don't even they probably have like a you don't have to ask us at this point.
Right. They did it so much. Why not just make it like a partnership thing at like, that point?
Editor, could you make the thumbnail just like a wedding and it's just like Epic and Disney is like the kiss?
Right, kissing. It's like Mickey Mouse and the Jonesy from Fortnite, like in a wedding dress.
Yeah, but no. Mickey has to be in the wedding dress, and then and then the person officiating is like, I don't know, what's another like iconic Fortnite character? The Cube,
Kevin the Cube.
Kevin the Cube. Yeah. This is why we need a custom thumbnail creator. No events. I just like if we get someone to draw these kind of things. Like,
right. I need like an artist.
Match to draw. Made in heaven, and then you know. Just that's a good idea.
Jonesy did what to Mickey?
It's just like a blood oath, like every week. Disney skin. Do you think Disney's gonna say, hey, don't do any more DC crossovers? Not that they're even really competition at this point, but
I was gonna say no because they're not a threat at all. I think DC is literally in shambles.
Right.
Fortnite did do like a comic book series crossover with DC a while back. That like zero point thing.
Yeah. I was so hyped, like, dude. So Jonesy got into a fight with Superman, but then Superman found out he was in love with Batman.
Right. And right. And then Jonesy was hit the gritty and then was like, chug jug, bro. And then the Joker killed Batman's parents and he was like, don't worry, we'll res them. And he picked up their calling cards and ran to the revive truck. And Batman was like, thanks, man. And he started flossing around. But then Joker out of nowhere glided in, 360 no-scoped Batman's parents again, and they couldn't revive him.
Can I get
anyway, that's my fan lore. Can someone get like an animation going of that? And
yeah, like, oh my god, that'd be great. Dude, I would read, watch, and financially back that. Oh my god, that'd be great. I would love hold on, I gotta raise my parents.
Don't you wait. My
Joker, parents. Joker stream sniping ninja. He's gonna get my parents.
Joker's got the high ground. I'm building up, and he's built like a bat symbol really quick. Yeah.
But sadly, I don't think that will happen. But you know, if we get some artist, some fan who's watching and love to, you know, make that into a skit of some sort, please. Our DMs are open.
Yeah.
Well, other than that, got any last thoughts? Because it's an emergency episode. So
the rich get richer. Awesome.
Yeah!
Play Fortnite. It's pretty fun.
I mean, no build, actually. Pretty fun.
No build's fun. Yeah.
Nope. If you want,
apparently, there's also rumors. I saw it a while ago that they're bringing back the original map again at some point. So, like, that was, like, a ton of fun going back to that. So, keep an eye out for that. Don't go crazy buying skins.
Also. Is there gonna be a Goons map? Goons game and gear creative map?
Guys, where's our creator? Oh, actually, I want to. Never mind. We'll talk about it later. But yeah, we'll get a creator code. The GGG code will be in Fortnite soon.
Look, what Derek was just about to mention, that's in the Goons After Dark episode. So you have to be a member to hear our extra secret saucy episodes.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right. Anyway, like, comment, subscribe. Become a member today, join our Discord, I just hit the outro button, so we got like 35 seconds left here.
Like, comment, subscribe. Tell us what you think about this merger. What skins do you want to see from Disney, Marvel, Star Wars, Pixar, the Muppets, Kermit with a gun? That could be a reality. What do you think this island's going to be
skin.
About?
I would love Kermit as a skin.
I want Kermit like back bling where he's like,
no, see, that'd be good for all the really Muppets, fine. but Kermit specifically, I want the elongated, you know, like.
Oh yeah, the legs and stuff. Right, I love that.
Well, have a good one, guys. We'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.